This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's history-making, and today Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will celebrate her confirmation to the Supreme Court with President Biden at the White House.
Jackson has now been confirmed as the High Court's first Black female justice.
This is one of the great moments of American history.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer called yesterday wonderful, joyous, inspiring as the Senate chamber erupted in cheers. Jackson will take her seat on the court once her former boss, Stephen Breyer, retires, meaning the court's 6-3 conservative majority remains. Just 3 Republicans voted for Jackson, which in this era counts as a bipartisan win. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Kremlin calls it a huge tragedy. It's now admitting it's lost significant numbers of troops in its war in Ukraine. A Kremlin spokesman also hinting this morning that Moscow's operation there might be over in the foreseeable future. NATO nations will be sending more weapons to Ukraine after hearing a plea from Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba.
Either you help us now, and I'm speaking about days, not weeks, or your help will come too late.
In Israel, authorities say a Palestinian man opened fire in a crowded bar in Tel Aviv, killing at least 2 people before he was killed by security forces this morning. A power failure at Universal Studios Hollywood left 11 people stranded on a ride yesterday until crews rescued them. No injuries reported. California may shatter its heat record today. The National Weather Service says it'll be 20 to 25 degrees above average today in parts of California, Nevada, and Montana. The highs in California will be in the 90s. Today will be day 2 for Tiger Woods at the Masters. Sports watchers say he played pretty well yesterday. This is AP News. The latest now on President Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. The AP's Mike Gracia has it.
A federal appeals court has upheld President Joe Biden's requirement for all federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. In a 2-1 ruling, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans reversed a lower court and ordered dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the mandate. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, a Trump appointee to the District Court for the Southern District of Texas, had issued a nationwide injunction against the mandate in January. The Biden administration had argued the Constitution gives the president, as head of the federal workforce, authority to require that employees be vaccinated. I'm Mike Gracia.
Home prices are up about 15% over the past year, and as much as 30% in some cities. Higher prices and rising loan rates are adding to obstacles that would-be buyers are facing as the spring home buying season gets underway. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.